Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. 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 Great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Great and mighty, mighty and great. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for one more day. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we magnify your name, God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord. And so greatly is the Lord to be praised. Father God, as we come on this morning, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We enter into your courts, Father God, with praise, with a song on our lips to say how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Father, we say thank you for bringing us through the midnight hours as we slept, as we slumbered. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for ushering us into a brand new day as we rise and we shine in faith. Father God, in obedience, Father God, all because of you, nobody but you, Father God. Father God, as we get up this morning, Father God, seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, seeking you first and by your spirit, seeking you first in your word, seeking you first in fellowship. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, we bless you. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, as we ask you and we know it's your will to do it, to squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we decree, as we declare, it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father, for one more day to enjoy life, one more day to be about your service, one more day to be used for you, one more day to serve as your light, to serve as your salt, to serve as your vessel, to serve as your mouthpiece, to serve as your legs, to serve as your hands. Father God, wherever you need us to serve, Father God, we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way. It is our pleasure to be in your service, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, now we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day we have never seen, a day we have never known, will never see, and will never know again, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, but your will be done. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity. Thank you for the fight. Thank you for the faith. Thank you for the outcome. Thank you for the income. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you're coming. God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for every ministry partner and their families. Oh, Father God, name by name, one by one, everybody included, nobody excluded. Oh, Father God, and we bless you forever, forever, and forevermore. Father God, we ask that you would take charge of this service this day. Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Hallelujah. And we just bless you for every opportunity that you give us to serve the will of God, for the glory of God, for we realize that it's only what we do for God that is going to last. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. May the words of our mouths, thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our redeemer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on this brand new day that the Lord God, he has given us. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, a place, hallelujah, you can trust to park and take a seat in God's presence. We want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for our breakfast table. Amen. The spiritual breakfast for champions, where we meet 6 days. Well, actually, we meet here 7 days a week because we're back here on Sundays. Amen. In addition to Facebook, we found a way to do both. We just have to perfect it and make it a little bit louder. Amen. Because it was a little bit faint, but we heard Sunday service, but we're going to make it a little bit louder next Sunday and every Sunday after that. So we're here every Sunday, every week, every day. 6 days a week for breakfast. Sundays, we're here for brunch. Amen. And we want to thank God for this is a day that the Lord God, he has made. And we will rejoice and we will be glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. So we'd like to say good morning to our listening audience. Let me flip over to the back office right quick. Amen. Especially all of you in the United States of America. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. We also want to say good morning to our listening audience in Canada, South Korea, France, China, Brazil, even Russia. And Africa, our listening audience. Thank you for listening. Thank you. We know you're there. Amen. By numbers. One of these days, we're going to know you're there by name. Amen. But if you can't reach out to us, amen, as long as you can reach out to God, hallelujah, he's the one that we need to reach out to. Amen and amen. So enjoy the services on today, and please continue to come back and keep on coming back. Amen, in Jesus' name. We pray all our lovely ministry partners. Everybody's doing good. Amen. I didn't get any bad reports. Amen. Didn't get any evil reports, devastation. Amen. So we are praying for one another. Amen. Hallelujah. And that your blessings will continue to increase on every side. Amen. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bradford out of Philadelphia. My pleasure. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Because the Lord is just good and the Lord is just good. And if you flip it over, amen. You know, sometimes when you're making pancakes and you're cooking your food, you like to flip it over, make sure it's done on both sides. But no matter how you flip God over, he's good. Amen. And guess what? You can't flip him over. But I tell you one thing, if you submit to him, he'll flip you. Hallelujah. You'll be happy about the flip. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been teaching, amen, on the women of the Bible. We pray that you are enjoying it. Amen. And I'm telling you, and the more women I look up, there's so many more women to talk about. Amen. So we said we was going to take this a Mother's Day, but we don't know. My ears are open to the Lord. Amen. Because I'm learning so much. Amen. And if I'm learning, I know you're learning. And it's giving everybody an opportunity to share. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And if we got this many women to talk about, and we've been talking about the women, well, for 2 months, can you imagine what it's going to be like when we get to the men? Well, we might be parked here for the rest of the year. And it'll be a good place to park. You know why? Amen. Because the word of God is the word of God is the word of God. No matter how you flip it, it's the word of God. Nothing but the word. Nothing else, nothing less, nothing more, nothing different. Amen. Glory be to God. And not only that, the Bible says that the scriptures was written for our admonition. Scriptures was written for our instructions. So God put these stories of these select individuals. He chose, amen, these individuals to say some of them don't even have a name, but they have a story. Glory. Matter of fact, I found more women that did not have a name than the ones that had a name. Why? Because the name that your mama call you is not important. What I'm finding out is the name that God calls you. He knows my name. Come on, somebody. Don't get me happy this morning because I'm already happy. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, glory be to God. All of these men and women is something for us to learn. See, some of them are going to inspiring us to be better, to be different, see, in one way or another. So you know what? I better confess my sins and turn today, see, or Lord help me, amen, to be more like that person. It's something for us to learn. So we want to say, God, anoint our ears to hear, amen, what the Spirit is saying to the church. Coming to us this morning, all the way from Philadelphia, Mrs. Realtor Extravaganza, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. She is a woman of God, amen. She's an elder in the kingdom, amen. She loves the Lord, amen, glory be to God. She loves God's people. She is faithful. She is committed. She is sold out. Jesus is, amen, first place in her life. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a realtor. Amen. A realtor is a person that'll help you with your real estate needs. She is a licensed realtor. Now, you got a lot of bootlegs out there. they're going to help you with your real estate needs, but they don't have no paper. They don't have no license. But she is a licensed realtor. Amen. Glory be to God. Serving God's people for years. For years, I don't know, over 30 years now. It's been just about all my lifetime. That's how I met her years ago. Glory be to God. Amen. And she is a friend. She is a friend to this ministry. She is my friend. She is a friend to God. Amen. Working diligently in his kingdom, studying to show herself approved. She's still a newlywed, okay, because according to the Bible, it's about a newlywed. The honeymoon is supposed to last all your life, your whole married life. But it's the first year. You know what they did back in the Old Testament? When a man took a wife, they would be on a honeymoon for 1 year. Baby, they'd be off to Paris, China, wherever they was going. They ain't got to go nowhere. They just say, shut the door. Shut the door, baby. All right, turn the phone off. We'll see everybody in about 1 year. That's how they did it in the Old Testament. And guess what? Wouldn't it be beautiful if we brought that back? One whole year of seclusion with your mate? Baby, let me tell you something. I think the divorce rates will probably go down, down, down. Now you got more time, more intimate time to know one another. Amen. Adjust to one another. Sometimes we rushing too fast. Sometimes you got a divorce in 1 year. So you just got married last week and talking about a divorce. The devil is a liar. It is she, amen, who's coming to speak to us this morning. Amen. On Oprah. Oprah. Amen. Hallelujah. You said, who's Oprah? Well, you're about to find out in a second. Amen. We pray that you have a notebook, pad, take some notes, keep your ears open, and let's hear what the Lord has to say. At this time, I'd like to introduce to some, amen, and present to others, none other than our elder Valerie Carte Powell. Amen. Glory be to God that we might receive her this morning. Amen. For her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen, in Jesus' name. Good morning, Elder. Amen. Are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Bradford. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for Yes, that we appreciate it. We know you have some other obligations around this hour, but we thank God for your sacrifice, your commitment, and your friendship in Jesus' name. God bless you, my sister. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Good morning again. And want to thank you for that introduction. Praise be the name of the Lord. I just want to say good morning to our prayer partners and friends. Good morning to blog radio, talk radio audience out there. And good morning, all. Thank you for that opportunity to bring the word on Oprah. She is a familiar name that no one really talk about a whole lot other than in the introduction of Ruth. So it's my honor to shine a little light upon her this morning. And but before I go, I just want to honor God, our Father Almighty, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that He leaves with us. Hallelujah. I honor you, Dr. Bradford, and the work of the ministry, the work that you're doing for the kingdom. And I honor the ministry that I'm under the leadership of Apostle Early James. And how can I close this out, this portion of greetings, without also honoring my husband, Gary Powell, who has been a great supporter to me, especially in this journey that I'm taking now, because God has really put me on another journey. And I just thank him for my partner, my husband, that he has put to walk with me for this time. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, I'll just open up with a word of prayer. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for this time. Thank you for your partnering with me to bring forth one of the women in the Bible. She is important. She is significant. She is one of the ladies that we as women identify with. She wouldn't be there, God, if there wasn't a message around her for us. We just thank you for just opening our minds even right now. Give me the tongue of the learned to bring forth Oprah this morning. And we just thank you even right now that I decrease and the Holy Spirit in me increase. In Jesus' name we pray and we say amen. Oprah. O-R-P-H-A. Her name is familiar because we have another icon in our today's world that is called Oprah Winfrey. And I always associate Oprah by name only with Oprah, O-R-P-H-A. What I was told or heard along the way that Oprah Winfrey was named after Oprah in the Bible, but they could not get the correct spelling, so they say Oprah. And the spelling is a little different, but her name derives from Oprah in the Bible. So that being out of the way, who is Oprah? Oprah. Her name meaning neck. It is a woman mentioned in the Bible of Ruth in the Hebrew Bible. She was from Moab and was the daughter-in-law of Naomi and wife of Chilion. After the death of her husband, Oprah and her sister-in-law Ruth wished to go back to Judea with their mother-in-law, Naomi. Okay, so in the story of Oprah, There are a few karatsas, approximately six karatsas surrounding this story. We talk about Oprah, and her name symbolizes promiscuity. We talk about Ruth, which is the mother of David. We talk about Naomi, the mother-in-law. The father of Naomi is Elimelech. They had two children. Naomi and Elimelech had two children, which is Chilion and Mahlon. Now, the reason why I'm stressing the names, because names connotate meanings. It tells you who you are. It identifies you for who you are by your name. Chilion and Mahlon, they are the children of Naomi and Elimelech. Now we heard, and I will just go through the Bible, the book of Ruth. Ruth has four chapters. There's just one chapter. Of the four chapters, Naomi's, Oprah's name was only mentioned once in that fourth chapter, and it is in the first chapter in the book of Ruth. And just to bring you in speed of the story, I'll just quickly read Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. And they came into the country of Moab and to continue there. Now, things happen, circumstances happen where they had to move from Bethlehem to Moab. And just to speed up a little bit, or to rewind a little bit, the Moab is from the Moabites. It derives from, the Moabites comes from Moab. Moab is from the family of Lot. Lot was Abraham's nephew. He was living in Sodom and Gomorrah when God decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was spared because of his relationship with Abraham and therefore his relationship with God. So he had favor. He was asked to leave Sodom and Gomorrah, take his family and go so that their lives will be spared. Lot was able to leave with just his two daughters and himself. His wife was along, but because of disobedience, she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, Lot and his two daughters lived for a while in the mountains. There was no one to carry on their name, to carry on their legacy, to carry on their heredities. So Lot's daughters, I would say, went into their father, and they brought forth children. And these children, this is where the nation of the Moabites derived. Now, there are stories about Moab, about that generation, and we will see where that generation becomes an enemy to God. But that's how the Moabites come about. Just thinking of Naomi and her family going into Moab, God warns us not to take unto, warn the Jews or the Israelites not to take unto themselves wives or husbands of different nations, especially the Moabites. And here is where Naomi and her husband ends up. Now, in the story, we see where Naomi's husband passed away. Is it because of disobedience by going into Moab, the Moabites, and living there among them, possibly forgetting his God and serving their God? Because things happen when we migrate to another country. We adopt the custom of that country. We notice his sons die as well. Now, is this again from disobedience? All the menfolk died out of that family, meaning they could not bring forth children or grow up their family into a nation that God forbid them not to take unto themselves wives and husbands. Okay, let us look at it from another point of view. The name denotes who we are. Mahlon and Chalon, their name means puny and sickly. Puny and sickly. So because of that, is it that that's why they die at an early age? Mahlon means infirmity, sickness. Chilion means puny. Now, are they living out their names? And is this why they died at an early age? Or is it from disobedience? Or God just didn't want them to bring any children out of that community from the Moabites? Okay, so we see where these men die out of the family. Now, Ruth, we are introduced to Ruth and Naomi here. It is also said that Ruth and Naomi are sisters who married to two brothers. But let's go on for a minute. The Bible only referred to them as sister-in-laws. Now, Oprah, we also said that her name means neck. And the Bible connotated as stiff neck. She easily turned around. And also, the name also says that she is promiscuous. Listen to the circumstances surrounding them. She had to make a decision. Because the mother, Naomi, she heard that there was a famine. They left. They went to Moab. They went to Moab. The famine was lifted. She decided to go back after 10 years, going back, not the same way she came, without a husband, without her sons. And now she has two daughters who wanted to go with her. She decided to take them at first, but then she said, go back. Go back to your people. Go back to your country. It is not fair for me to take you along. We are going back without anything, and God has frowned upon her. She asked both ladies to go back to their people and take unto themselves wives. They did not at first. They cried. They cry out, and they said, no, they will stay with her. Now, two sisters. One decide to stay, the other decide not to. The other decide, after a lot of persuasion, she decide, okay, she will go back. Now, she did not go back of her free will. We see where she cried. She hugged her in Ruth chapter 1, verse 11, it says, and Naomi says, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb? that they may be yours, your husbands. Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry for me till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lift up their voice, and they wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth cleave to her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. That last verse, that the sister-in-law gone back to her people and unto her God. Usually when the Israelites take unto them a husband or a wife, there is some conversion taking place. It is possible that Ruth and Orpah were not converted into Judaism, or else the mother-in-law, Naomi, would not say, go back to your God, in which she went reluctantly. Now she was persuaded to go back. But listen, she was named Orpah, and the meaning of Orpah is neck, to have a long neck, to turn around, to go back. Is she following destiny, or is it destiny, or is it persuasion? Or did she do the right thing? The bottom line is that she went back. Nobody heard about Orpah again in the Bible. But the story went on for the next four chapters. And all we heard about is Ruth. Ruth, Ruth, Ruth. No Orpah. But did you know that even though Orpah went away, Orpah became the mother of those giants that we heard about in the Bible? She is the grandmother of Goliath. Come to think of it, Goliath is the grandmother. Orpah is the grandmother of Goliath. That is amazing. And we see where in Orpah, two sister-in-law, their children, their generation, meet again on the battlefield with David and Goliath. Orpah and Ruth, their offspring, they meet on the battlefield. And that was the Orpah's descendant, Goliath. Okay. In ancient time, the name revealed a lot about a person. And we see where Orpah went back because of the name that she was named. And it so happened that she is the one that went back. Also in the Bible, not the Bible, in the Midrash, which is the Jewish Bible at the time, we call it Bible, the Jewish book. It described Orpah as saying that the scholars in those times, they said because of the tears she shed for her mother-in-law, at the departure, it was rewarded unto her four giants. Four giants. It was rewarded unto her. The tear she shed, it was rewarded unto her. And she gives birthed the four giants, Goliath being one of them. Now, the path we choose leads to eternal consequences. At the time she chose the familiar, she was accustomed to being a Moabite. She was accustomed to her people. She was more comfortable there than being anywhere else. We embrace the unexplored explored way and trust God to lead us. We follow the familiar or follow God. One path can lead away from God and the other take us towards God and into his loving care and protection. In the book of Ruth, we meet two sisters, as I mentioned earlier, Orpah and Ruth, who choose different paths. One towards God, the other return to her familiar people and their God. Orpah chose the familiar path, while Ruth chose the faithful way. Now, is this a choice or is it circumstances? Is it a choice? Is it circumstances? Or is it what her name denotes about her? Orpah did not want to leave Naomi and return to Moab. But the desire to be a wife, to be a mother, it weighed heavily on her. She looks at the pros, she looks at the cons. And as Ruth said, she does not have any more sons in her belly. And even if she was supposed to marry and have children, would Orpah and Ruth wait for those children to come of age where they could marry? Because that's the custom at the time. Would they wait? Now, Orpah, she think of these things. She considered it. Does it make sense? Or should I listen to my mother-in-law? Should I go back? I really don't want to go, but I'm going. It makes sense what she says. I'm going. Maybe I will find a husband. Maybe I would be able to bring forth children. Just maybe. And with the urging of her mother-in-law, Naomi, she went back. Now, it hurt her very much, and she cried. We see in the Bible where she wept, and she went back. And as we said in the Madras, it was rewarded unto her because of her tears. There are many scriptures in the Bible where women cry and God answers. It's because of her tears why she was rewarded. The things that she wanted most of all was to bear children, was to have a husband. And here she does have more than what she expected, giants. She brought forth giants from her womb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see where Orpah, she made a choice. She chose to go back to Moab, and here she is with children because of the choice she made, and not just special children, but giants, giants in the land. Orpah chose the familiar path, and she went back. We read a lot about Ruth, as I mentioned before, but and we saw where out of the lineage of Ruth, there was Obed, hallelujah, and eventually David, as we mentioned, and the two children from the sister-in-law were at the battlefield. Now, as I was preparing this lesson, I thought about David, how brave he was when he fought Goliath. And remember what he said to Goliath. He called him the Philistine, uncircumcised Philistine. Who are you to talk about our God like that? Could it be that David knew his history? Could it be that David knew who Goliath was? Could it be that David was familiar to the story of Goliath, the Moabite. And this was why he had no fear when he went up to Goliath and, of course, slew Goliath. Could that be? And I think David, the Israelites back then, they knew their history. They knew their stories from generation to generation, their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the lineage coming down. Oprah chose to return to her home to leave Naomi. It must have been hard for her. The scripture says that she wept. She wept. Leaving her remaining family was heartbreaking for her. She was rewarded. We cannot disparage her for choosing the familiar. We cannot talk ill of her for choosing the comfort, to go to the familiar things that she's accustomed to. But we can learn that her choice has external consequences. We know from Oprah that we can choose familiarity or we can choose faith. We can choose eternity or obscurity and darkness. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof brings forth destruction. She made a choice. It looks good at the time, but was it the right choice? Naomi and her husband, they made a choice. Because of the famine in their country, they left and they went to Moab. Now, question. If there was a famine in Bethlehem, what happened to all of the other people in Bethlehem? Did they die from the famine or did they survive the famine? Naomi and her husband, they made a choice too. They decide to leave Bethlehem for Moab. And we see, the Bible did not talk about it, but we see the consequences of their decision. They lost the men in their family. And there were no children to carry on that lineage. Consequences. We make choices. We make consequences. We make choices. And we have to live with the consequences that comes with the choices. Unfortunately, for Oprah, who was pushed, who was urged to go back by her mother-in-law, who did not want to at first, but she was urged to go back, and she went. And yes, she paid the consequences of not following faith. Instead, she chose the familiarity. So many times we find ourselves in the same situation. So many times we make choices that we live to regret. So many times we ask the question, why? What would happen if we did not take this road? What would have happened if we did not turn this way? What would have happened if we did not marry this person? What would have happened if we did not choose faith? God over the familiar gods that's is around us right now. God the creator, God the true God of heaven and earth. What would have happened if we did not choose the right way? It is at this time, listening to Naomi, listening to her losing her son and having two daughter-in-law. Me, myself, I've lost my son. I have a daughter-in-law who bare two children unto my son. Now, is it fair of me to say, stay with me, come with me, do not take unto yourself another husband, because this is the path that you have taken. Or should I say, it was good while you were my daughter-in-law. It is good. Now it's time for you to take unto yourself a husband. You're young. You're beautiful. Don't sit here and waste yourself away. Take unto yourself a husband. I must say, reading Naomi, reading the book of Ruth, and just listening to Naomi as a mother-in-law, she thought she was doing the right thing. She did the right thing, and there are different results comes out of it. But it also opened up my spirit, opened up my mind, not to be selfish, but to have an open heart and to receive my daughter-in-law as she is, if she decides to take on a husband, another husband unto herself. So now, going through the scripture, I now have an open mind, and it's okay where I'm concerned. It's okay, and we'll just leave it as it is. Coming to consequences, there are times we make choices. We just have to ask God. When everything that we do, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Every decision that we make, consult with our maker and ask him. We may ask our family member, our sisters, sister-in-law, brother-in-law. We ask others, should I do this or should I do that? Yes, they will say, go here or go there, do this or do that. But let us not rely on their answers only. Let us not rely on their direction, but seek God, seek the consultation of the Holy Spirit. Ask him, and he will direct our path. Seek him, and he will show us the way. Oprah, she wanted to go with her mother-in-law, which would be the right thing to do, but her mother-in-law steered her back to Moab to be with the Moabites, and there she is. She brought forth the enemy, the tribe of the Goliath tribe, and they are seen as the enemy of the Israelites. And throughout scripture, there are wars between the Moabites and the Israelites, to the point where God promised the Israelites the land of the Moabites. What would be the circumstances if it was the other way around? We do not know. But what we do know is that seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek God in everything that you do. The Holy Spirit does not lie, and he will steer you in the path of righteousness. And that is my story on Oprah today. Thank you, Pastor Bradford.
Amen, 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 amen. That's your story. It was a good story. Amen. We see here the results of tears, amen, in a familiar path. The results of tears in a familiar path. And so we want to thank God. Amen, beloved. Amen. Well done, Elder. As you were speaking, we see the two sisters-in-law, went separate ways. Amen. One, amen, is the mother of Goliath, the giant, and the other one is the grandmother of King David, where King David killed Goliath. So we see here, glory be to God, amen, that Ruth made the greater decision, beloved. But Orpah provided a giant to be killed for God's kingdom. So we see the hands of God, even in a bad situation, where God, amen, in Romans 8:28 says, and we know, oh my God, that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and for those called according to his purpose. See, because she could still love God. She had the tears. She gave Naomi the tears. Amen. Her heart is there. Amen. But, beloved, even when we love God, we still make mistakes. As our elder showed us, amen. How many of us wish we just live? If I could just go back and turn that a little bit. If I could go back, I would just a little bit, I would do different, huh? Even in our mistakes, we see the grace of God. This is what grace is all about. Come on. This is what grace is about. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not a license to sin, but God already making provisions for your wrong choice. My God, and we want to thank God. Amen. Beloved, the bottom line, as our elder brought it forth, amen. Seek God first. You know that song that says, when you tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. Why are you going to wait until you try everything before you try Jesus? Why are you going to wait and talk to everybody else before you talk to Jesus? Why couldn't you talk to Jesus first? Why couldn't you seek first the kingdom? Why couldn't you have acknowledged God first? See, and then if you listened, amen, you would have not made the mistake that you made. See, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But because he knows the outcome, that's why all we have to do is do it God's way, and we always win. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that revelation. The word of God brought revelation. I never saw the families, amen. One brought forth the giant and the other one brought the warrior who killed the same giant. So you're right. King David probably did know his cousin. Woo, boy, let me tell you something about God's word. You could spend 24 hours a day in God's word and do nothing but read God's word and you'll never get full. You'll never know all the answers. You'll never know it. The more you see, the more there is to see. The more you learn, the more there is to learn. The deeper you go, amen, it's deeper heights to go. It's inexhaustible. God can only give us a little pinch at a time. That's all we can handle. And sometimes we can't even handle it. It takes us weeks to get over that one revelation. Glory to God, let me tell you something. Woo, I love the Lord. Elder, thank God for your word. Amen. Thank God for your teaching, your elaboration on this morning. Very sharp, very crisp, very clear. Amen. And, you know, it just makes me, amen, because I'm at a point now where I try not to do nothing before I talk to God. I'm talking about nothing. Not going to the mailbox. I mean, people might say, you're a little fanatic. You call me what you want to call me. I ain't doing nothing until I talk to God. And that's the way I am. And I mess up. Last week I did something. I forgot. Somebody said something. I said, oh, that sounds good. But I jumped right on it. And then my spirit started getting all twisted up. And my peace started getting twisted up. And I said, what's going on here? And now I'm saying, maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't. What's this? And then the Holy Spirit said, you ain't talked to me before you did this thing. I had to confess my sins. I had to, let me tell you something. And God came right in, amen, turned it around, gave me peace in the situation. Amen. Let me tell you, God can fix it after you mess it up, after you give birth to the giant. But why wait? And now you got all the consequences, as our elder said. Now you got all the consequences that go with that. See, if you had let God do it in the beginning, you would have had the blessing without the consequences, and God would have did it nice and smooth. God is so smooth. God is smooth. God do that thing so simple. You say, how in the world did God do that? I mean, effortless. Bam, here it is. Beloved, the bottom line is trust God. Trust God. Very, very excellent. Amen. The results of tears in a familiar path. What path are we on? Are we in a path of faith? Are we in the path of familiarity? Because the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He didn't say your familiar path. See, because if you're walking in faith, you best believe it's not going to be familiar. Because you ain't going to repeat nothing. God always do things a different way. He not going to bless you the same way he blessed you last time. He ain't going to do it the way he did it yesterday. He's going to do it another way. It's going to be a better way. It's going to be a grander way. It's going to be a God way. You know why God does that? One reason, and I'm closing, because, amen, the message is already going forth. If God did it the same way the second time, you would make that an idol. You would make that place an idol, that room an idol, that person an idol. See, that's why God don't do it, amen, the same way. See. Because ain't nobody going to get the praise up in here but him. Elder, God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Our elder, Powell now. Amen. She is just about ready to open her own real estate office. She's only one step away. Amen. Glory be to God. The real estate market is a little bit slow right now. We ask that you would be a blessing to our elder, Powell. If you know anybody, amen, and with any real estate transactions, buying, selling, renting, amen, whatever. Glory be to God. Investments, come on, something, collecting rent, something. Amen. Elder, amen, take a minute as we close. I don't want to take for granted that everybody knows where you are, how to locate you, et cetera, and let everybody know what's going on, please.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. The name of my real estate company, or the company that I am with right now, is Desmond G. Spencer Real Estate. It's located at 1825 West Cheltenham Avenue. My telephone number is 215-767-7637. I can be reached at any time, pretty much. That's a direct number that comes right to me. Or if you do need my number, you can also get it from Dr. Bradford. The market, as Dr. Bradford just mentioned, it's a little crazy right now, but it's during the craziness that God does his best work. So my advice for those who are in the market for properties, whether it's investment or personal properties, just take this time, the time that we are in, to prepare yourself. Save as much as you can. Look into those credit reports, whatever it is that needs to be cleared up. Take this time and fix your credit and be ready for the market, because it will get better. The prices will go down. And it will be, even if the prices does not go down, a lot of houses will be coming up for foreclosure, or the price is so low, it is the best time to just scoop it up there and then. So be prepared for what is to come. Amen.
Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Okay, there it is, saints. There it is. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, Elder Powell. Have an awesome, glorious, victorious day in Jesus' name. And we thank you again, amen, for that beautiful, beautiful teaching, elaboration on Oprah. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Y'all got it. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Tomorrow, we are going to be talking about the mother of Zebedee, the two sons. Remember the two sons? Amen. She wanted one to sit on the right. Glory, give me a second. Amen. Glory be to God. Give me a second. Amen. Glory be to God. Give me a second. My body is here. Amen. I'm not ready. Amen. So we want to...
The father that wanted one to sit on the right and one to sit on the left. Yeah, well, we're going to learn a little bit about her on tomorrow. Amen. Also, beloved, amen. Everyone, entrepreneur, the ministry, and any type of business. Amen. I want to be an opportunity to have a broken book, to do anything. Amen. Let me read it out.
I think I'm talking to myself. Wait a minute. Hold on one second.
I'm sorry.
You couldn't even hear me. I don't know if you could hear me or not. Okay. I got my ride here. Oh, glory be to God. So let me say this. Amen. Glory be to God. I was saying, amen, that everybody's going to get an opportunity to be interviewed. Okay. So we'll talk about that again tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. In Jesus' name, everybody have a good day, lovely day, fantastic day. In Jesus' name, thank you again, Elder Powell. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the service. Thank you for the word that does not return into you void. Help us, Father God, to choose faith instead of familiarity, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. And may you and you alone be glorified in everything we say and do. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come, Father God. And we bless you. And we say thank you. And we magnify you. Father God, now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. The path of familiarity. In Jesus' name. All right. Love you. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. Amen. If not, we'll be on Facebook tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Amen. Back here tomorrow at 6. Amen. Wednesday night Bible study at 8. Amen. Connect with us somewhere in between. Amen. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say, Lord, I There comes some times when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you